Here comes today's No Sweat News. Keep this in mind. These stories could win you tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin kick off their winter tour end of this month.
Geez, that's a double bill that you definitely want to check out.
The show is in PA, not far from where Ben Burnley grew up.
Oh, nice.
So it's like a hometown show for him.
Okay.
All right, so here you go. The state that had the highest percentage of people moving in its state last year, this from United Van Lines, who released this stat every January.
Oregon.
Idaho.
Oh.
Idaho?
Yes.
Who the hell would want to move there?
That's what I said.
Potatoes every day?
67% of the moves involving Idaho were inbound as opposed to outbound. Leading the outbound moves, ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome...
What?
New Jersey. Oh.
Apparently, we're all going to Idaho.
This is now for the second year in a row, maybe third, but my short-term memory doesn't work that well.
You think the prices in Jersey are a little high? The fact that we have a mass exodus on our hands at this point?
68.5% of the moves last year involving New Jersey were people moving out of the state.
And you actually just got a Jersey tax on that information you just spoke.
right, exactly.
Because if it's done in New Jersey, it's taxed in New Jersey.
Amen to that.
Too much.
You know what? Get the hell out if you can't take it. See you later. They'll let the door hit you in the ass on the way out as you head to Idaho.
Well, I'm not going to Idaho.
What the hell?
I'm just talking about the prices.
Idaho? Really?
I guess
the second biggest state.
I can tell you one city in Idaho, by the way.
North Dakota? Oh, wait, no, that's a state.
That's a state. I don't know
After Idaho, the most popular state to move into was Oregon.
Oh, my God. I said Oregon.
Oregon, yeah.
Ah, I was one off.
And then the second highest percentage of outbound moves, number two behind us, was Illinois. And wait a minute, Illinois just got recreational weed, didn't they? So maybe Well, let's see how this turns out next year.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot less people fleeing Illinois, and I have a feeling like a lot less shootings in Illinois after the weed thing.
If this continues and, you know, more people leave, you'd think that traffic at some point would ease up a little bit around here.
Unless they're all driving out of the state.
Seriously. Dateline Florida for story number two. Cops in Lake Worth Beach called by some guy's neighbors because they were convinced he was holding a woman captive inside his home doing all kinds of unspeakable things to her.
Ah.
Now it's the No Sweat News. Let's not worry. Cops rushed over there. Lights and sirens blasting. They heard it for themselves. Woman crying for help somewhere behind the house.
Oh, no.
Just as they were about to handcuff the guy they found in the front yard, he was able to explain it all. It was his parrot.
Huh? What?
Yeah, here's the sound of his parrot from his home security system. This is his parrot that the neighbors heard. Yeah.
Okay.
His parrot was making the noise.
A lot to unpack here. Because that might be the parrot.
Yeah.
Don't parrots usually repeat human noises?
I don't know.
Feel like this guy is still possibly a suspect at doing some bad stuff.
Might want to check his basement or underneath the trailer. No doubt it's a trailer.
I'm sorry. I don't trust it. I think that parrot was trying to tell us something.
Yep.
That was still creepy.
Check under the trailer. And Dateline Australia for our third and final story of the day. An Instagram model who calls herself the Naked Philanthropist has...
What?
Yes, an Instagram model who calls herself the Naked Philanthropist...
Oh, my.
...has raised more than $700,000 to help Australia with relief for the wildfires by trading nude photos for donations.
Oh!
Now, Dave, do you want me to spell philanthropist for you?
I need to look this up.
Now, I know. Some of you are asking, how much does it cost? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. For $10, if you show her proof that you have donated to the relief for Australian wildfires, $10, she will send you a nude photo. Now, I know some of you are asking. especially you horn dogs out there. Well, what she looked like? Well, let's just say she is extremely well proportioned.
Oh yeah, I found her on Twitter.
The X's and O's are all in the right spots.
The naked philanthropist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, this is and where's the money go to again?
The Australian Wildfire Relief.
Well, it's a good cause.
It's an excellent. I mean, now in all seriousness, the Australian wildfires have burned 12 million acres so far. 12 million.
That's terrible.
Our state, the one that everybody's moving out of.
Yes.
Our state is only 4.5 million acres. So you could burn our entire state twice and still have room to burn.
Oh, my gosh.
It
that's
is
awful.
Absolutely insane.
Well,
so,
let's,
I mean,
what?
She's
let's,
raising money for a great cause.
Let's help out the naked philanthropist.
Something.
Help out Australia right now.
That's the No Sweat News. We'll see you for Breaking Benjamin Corn Tickets, co-headlining on the 23rd on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.